Zayin Simon Sifvav.
Chaver brings down on Vushan the Vushal Kamitvaya. Ain't like in love that if somebody by Bush was a color, if you do Kamitvaya, you do Mushin Yom Kemalkas. So Nechaklu Khrainan is this over here coming to Sidra Isa, or talking about over here is the Darabana. There's ain't like in love, but imagine it's going to be Issa. Whatever Issa are we talking about? It really starts off that the Yishami and Paragvav and Dharma has a Sophic. The guy brings down there, brings down the Yishami, Rabbanu Kisri Shalom, the Ocean, Maoshi, the Lord Hashem, the Vesey Shabbos. If somebody is asking something, is there, it's a Al's Tasha the Shabbos, Maoshi, the Lord Hashem, Bishop of Chalav, is there Issa, Bishop of Chalav. So the Yishami has a Shiloh, and in the Dharma, it's not Pashit. In Pegzayin the Shabbos already, so Shabbos, right, the Shabbos is not Peshitis. Therefore, the Magen Mishnah over here says, the Moshe Moshe Chaim Tvayim, like the Magen Mishnah says, that the reason why you have to be Machmer is in Sasafa Dreis Lucham. It's a Shalom the Yishalmi. There's no Peshitis in Yishalmi whether it's Moshe and whether it's Mutter Aser. Since it's a Suffolk, Suffolk Dreis Lucham. That's how the Magen Mishnah is. So according to the Magen Mishnah, the reason why it's also Mitam Suffolk. Suffolk Dreiser. So Mela, according to the Magen Mishnah, will come out also. Is there is Sada as the Dreiser, right? Therefore, you want to know, is there a Bishul? Is there a Hanoah by Moshe? So if we can say it's the Dreiser, there will be a Hanoah. If it's Mr. Bonham, it's not going to be a Hanoah. Magen Mishnah is saying it's a Suffolk. Suffolk Dreiser Chumah tells you that there's going to be, it's going to be also a Dreiser. So therefore, according to Magen Mishnah, be Suffolk, right? You're going to have to ask her also Bonham. The Goyim says, even though there's no Pshitas in Sham Nidar, but in the Sakha Shabbos, the Yishami Perek Zayin, the Sabbath brings down some Dagim Shodim Ushun Kulu Mishum Vassil, that all those cases are also Mishum Vassil. And again, we can Vassil Chalav, just like what Shabbos would find, that there's an Isser of Ushun on Shabbos. So we're going to be right to Vassil Chalav. And as we're going to be Kodesh Ol, you can bring a Raya from Bishul Shabbos to Bishul Vassil Chalav. Just like Bishul Shabbos and Yichayev, so too by Bishul Vassil Chalav, you're going to be Chayev. That's what we're going to always say. It's not Mitam Safik. It's mitam vada. Now, there's nothing like the Mishnah and the Goyim. Is the reason why Mishnah's Aser is mitam safik? It's a body of the Le'irshita, and therefore you have to be machmer. Or the reason why Mishnah's going to be Aser is mitam vada, because you have a pshitas from Shabbos, you have a pshitas also to Basav HaKal. What's the Svarah to Mekalev? It's opening Shabbos, since Shabbos is going to be Chayev. So, I'm going to speak out, it could be in the Shabbos, a bit of Basav HaKal. Just because by Shabbos, we're going to the Gidari Bishon on Shabbos and Gidari Bishon on Basel Chalav, but Lav Dafka tell you it's never there. Just because by Shabbos we're going to say that it is Chayiv, Lav Dafka Basel Chalav, you can be Chayiv. From God, right? This is Lav Aleph, right? It's sad. He says that in Madama is Shabbos Basel Chalav, it's we're talking about that Shabbos is Chayiv, Basel Chalav is Potter, it could be Basel Chalav is Chayiv, and it could go either way. And as Lav Dafka, the two Sugars are tell you it's never there. I'm going to be Chayiv, real. So you could be right, just like we find by Shabbos, you're going to be chayev, so to be right over here, then you're going to be chayev. There's a third sheet that Chavsadim brings down in some of the man's Rav and Vav. He says that everything in the Sif is only a Siddur Rabbanan. It's not a Siddur Eisen. So currently we have three sheets over there. The sheet of Chavsadim is only the Rabbanan, therefore Mela, it's going to be with the Vana. We have the sheet of the Pichadash, which the sheet of the Pichadash and Goyim, which is all that we have arrived at. From Yishami and Shabbos, and the first Mimam Shabbos is in the Isa. And we have a third sheet in Magen Mishnah which says it's a Safik, and it's Safik the Isa, therefore you're going to have to be Mach. Nafkamin is whether Isa or Banah, we said before, it's not, isn't we also Banah? If it's the Isa, sometimes we also Banah. Just like all the Yisui Bushel, the Isa and Banah, it's not going to be also Banah. And Bushel Kamik Tveria also in Lakin Lava, so we have the same topic, whether it's Dreis Darabanan, Chacham and Sefon and Darabanan, and others put it together and they say that Bushel Kamik Tveria, the Grand Jain, the Grand Jain is Bushel Kamik Tveria, then shall to Yodali, he shall to Bushel Shah's memory base, so from Malach Malach. Now, by Shabbos, we hold that Kamik Tveria is not really the Dreis. I'm saying, I think according to the Grand will come out that Kamei Tveria would not be a Siddur Eisa. Just like by Shabbos, it's not going to be a Siddur Eisa, so over here it won't be a Siddur Eisa. The Magen Mishnah, look at the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah sounds like a Siddur Eisa. What's the Magen Mishnah was? Is that the Rambam over there? Kedusha. like us, and yeah. The Magen Mishnah says that. Yeah, Magen Mishnah says Moshe Mavashim. Moshe by the Lipsa Yishami, we do a Safatari Lach, thing on club. Moshe is the right Safatari in Lake and Love. Mavasha Kamitari, Gankin Yisham Shahu, Shavu Moshe. Kamitari is similar to Moshe because the Yisham puts together, it's like Moshe. Gabi Shabbos Kamel and Vasha Kamitari Potter, Kiniska Vecha Shabbos. Shabbos and the Potter, so to over here. So to here also it's going to be fine. So Shabbat basically goes, what's Melacha in microwave? How do we done a microwave? Is a microwave going to be Sidraisa? Is a microwave going to be Sidrabanan? Is a microwave doing to Chamitveya or not? So when you get a Shabbos, when it comes to told us, when it comes to Bishop Hamla, the Rashi is lost in the Shabbos of the Melacha. The Rashi is the reason why Bishop Hamla is... I'm getting excited. But Bishop Chama, the reason why over there Bishop Chama, we say that Bishop Chama is a mutter, Rashi says that it's in their Bishop Bakach. It's not their Bishop to cook in the Chama, don't cook in the sun, it's not nothing to do. To begin saying, their Bishop Bakach, that's the reason why Bishop Chama and Shabbos is in the mutter. So Shaila is a microwave, the place in that person assume a microwave is like Bishop Chama, he's not using any mayim, he's just using rays of something. So Shaila is, do we say that has the din of Ein Derech Bishul Kach or not? So Moshe in Archaim Chelek Gimel Siman and Beis, the way he types out Ein Derech Bishul Kach is because as we, normal people don't cook in the sun. So you have to dan, when it comes to the microwave, do people cook with it? If you can say people do cook with it, so then it's going to be a Sederaisa. If you can say people don't cook with it, it'll be a Sederabanan. So Moshe is going along the lines that the lomdus of Bishul Chama is Ein Derech Bishul Kach. Once, if it comes normal now to cook in microwaves, so then it's going to be Isidore. So you have to know, is it normal that people cook in microwaves or not?
Warming up is not cooking.
So the question is, if we do cook baked potatoes in microwaves, right? That's a very normal thing to do. What do you say? No, it doesn't mean we're not using water. Do you take something from non-cooked to cook? Do you make something, when we're saying Derech Bishul Kach, Sliyan Shabbos also is Deraisa. Sliyan Shabbos is Deraisa. The question is, when Rashi says, Ein Derech Bishul Kach means not, people don't do it, it's not normal. The question is, comes to make, what is it called something with Derech Bishul Kach? So we do cook baked potatoes. Baked potatoes is not here.
No,
well, other things are not Derech Bishul Kach. That's just rewarming it. The question
why
is, you don't cook in it. It's not a normal thing to cook in it. Is it a thing which a person cooks in it? Right? Is it a thing? Is it a normal thing people cook in it? If you don't only rewarm it,
no,
you don't cook.
Well, we said warming is not cooking.
What do you say?
We said warming is not cooking.
Because it's not personal on Shabbos. It's not personal on anything. It's not personal. It's cooked already. Business yavish alach. Okay. Right. Shemay. I'm saying alach. Okay. Could be telling my alach is dereis. Alach is derabon. Right. Vishal vishal double alach. Like this in the chayinu, but it's dereis. It's derabon. The Chavusa says, Dr. Chaim Kanievsky said that it's called Derech Bishul because you have water in it.
Water.
You got water. See, people cook water in microwave.
That's whatever they told
them. Okay. Yeah, like that. Yeah, I mean, nowadays no one really cooks water in there. I mean, my kumkum broke, so, you know, we've been using cooking water in there recently, but yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, I can't clam, I'm saying it's probably easier than the microwave. They have to turn on the gas, whatever, you know. Fine, like a pun, so you have to know. What?
Lepton
Rebbe is making sure. Did we use a microwave? Is it normal thing? Right, microwave is not a condom. Okay, it's a bit warmer. Water in there, so you have to know.
It's not regular microwave.
So that's the style. It's that called Derech Bishul. The fact that it is, in other words, let's say a potato on Shabbos, so we love it, right? Is that called Derech Bishul or not? I mean, yeah, why not? Same people cook potatoes in this.
Only potato, not everything else.
Well, I mean, let's say
meat, no one warms up meat and cheese in there.
What do you say?
Say no one warms up a raw piece of meat.
What do you say?
No one puts a raw piece of steak in the microwave.
Yeah, so you have to down every single food or once people. Yeah, okay, you have to know what's called Derech Bishul. Okay, which some Zaman Mikhashlam Alfie lays in my gaw. Either it was Gimel or Dalit, he says that Ein Derech Bishul Kach doesn't mean like Kilo that people don't do it. That's not what it means. Ein Derech Bishul Kach means it's not a normal way from the Bishul. It's Bishul Kach Hayat. It's kind of normal tzura bishul. It's bishul with chama, not using eish, using just like waves, and using sun waves. That's not called derech. It's not called derech bishul because it's more bishul klachayat. Not the pesach that people don't do it. There's a much different divide as whether people do it or don't do it.
What do you
say?
Isn't this the
one
with the points of klachayat? She knows what it's not normal.
No, the melacha in the mishkan was through eish, told us eish, and things like that. That's the melacha of the mishkan ones. Once you're not in the parsha of eish, that's not bishul, which is not a normal derech. That's not that bishul.
That's not a bishul. Yeah, that's all the mishkan.
Yeah. It's not a normal derech bishul. It's not a normal tzura of a bishul, which shahiyah be mishkan. Saying that's not a bishul mishkan. You know, so even if anyone in the world would cook with a microwave, Shemazama says that there won't be a yes of the rice, because it's not that bishul. It's not doing it to the mishkan. And that's the reason why it's going to be mutar. I don't think Goytal, Kamidamani, learns that Bishul Khamid learns mutar because he says that the Tetzah is different, he says. That if you cook something in the sun, you cook something in a regular age, it's going to end up tasting differently. That's the Pshad and Ainderech Bishul Khamid. Not so much in the mice, more in the Tetzah, which for sure won't apply when you're dealing with microwaves, but rather the Tetzah is.
It's not the same.
It's not
the same.
What do you say?
Water came out with this.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Yeah, so yeah, it is somewhat different. Okay, I mean, it's different. Right, it's in the game. It's in the game.
Hot water, that's it.
Right, hot water potatoes. Hot water potatoes are the.
No real place to warm up piece of meat.
Yeah, so by shulchan the way, it still like the style of. But it's shulchan the way, it still like the style of microwave. It says in the Gavi, it says that we said that the food is getting hot. Inside Echad, the walls around the microwave are cold. There's nothing in the microwave which is getting hot. So that's what he declares. Is that cold that that's doing? Is that it's not doing? It's not a regular bishul because normal bishul comes from the fire and the pot is warming up the food. I'm thinking over here, nothing's getting hot. Only thing getting hot is actual food. That's what he says. Is that doing to be a regular bishul or not? You say bishul has to be bishul is normally the heat source is warming up the actual food. I'm thinking over here, the heat source is not hot. The heat source is cold. The microwave is cold. The food is getting hot because of the rays, because of the. Because of the microwaves, reticles, pushes against it and then it heats it up and it gets hot by itself. The food gets hot and the walls don't get hot. That's the question. Do you say, Chad, is that being that it's not a regular visual because it's not a regular visual because you don't have it, it's not a heat source? It's not a regular heat source, therefore it's not a regular bishul. I say, no, for the mice that it is, you're finding that it does get warmed up, therefore it's a regular bishul. So it's okay, and what's the halacha of a microwave?
How many
of
these were four things
over here?
There's all the
mouth in the basakal,
or
the
microwave in the basakal.
What do you mean? Come again?
Bro, my shoe, the shleiro, the glital, all them. Saying different things
both at
the
microwave. Yeah, same. If the vod is not a derech bishul, let's go stop. If we say the vod is a derech bishul b'kach, so either, so it seems to be them placing more in them on. Or Moshe says that it is derech bishul b'kach, and therefore a microwave is going to be a problem. Then Shabbos and Basachov, we can say it's going to be a sedais. If you say like talit tetzah is different, so okay, yeshachar, how much of tetzah is different? Bishul b'kach is different. I don't know how much of a different of. I don't know what you know. You could try experiment with it in the chama, try it out. Somebody just tried last week. What happened? This channel was called. They went to do Bishul Bechama.
No.
They went to do it.
Channel
wasn't happy. Whatever. I want to know whether it's Bechama. Told us. I wasn't the gay because I don't. It's not going to get to, yes, let us play. You don't have to worry about it.
It's around the roof.
What? Whatever. You had a side. I want to know. I forgot what it says. Like, was it Bechama or told us Bechama? You want to know. Bechama's mother told us Bechama's going to be also. So I want to know what the gather of it was, but whatever. It wasn't the gay because it wasn't getting answered. So it wasn't the gay. But Akapam, so if you're like a Moshe, the place in the Sunnah is going to be the rice. If you say the Vard is like a Gital, the slime, is the difference of the microwave. I imagine, like the difference of a Chama, of Yodanin, Stama, it's not so much of a difference. I don't know so much of a difference. But. So Zama Basachal, the Chur, that Siddha Klachaya, that's going to be the Sibos, and now that's going to be the Vard of Bishul Bechama, and you have to clear it, is we have to just figure out whether. This is, you just have to clear it.
Why
is
Bishul
Bechama? What do you say?
It's only about the
Mishkan. Right, it's only about the Mishkan. So we're doing the Mishkan, okay, right now. The Chaya would not apply over here. Now he's not the Chaya with the Bechal. This is like the Bali Shulchan class. He has a different angle of the whole thing. That Bechal, whether microwave Bechal is different with the Bishul Bechal, because normal Bishul is with some type of heat source. He don't have a heat source, so maybe Bechal doesn't go into that. Maybe
be
Mata.
No,
it's a different angle. Everybody's just saying that Bishul Bechal is normal, not normal. Everybody's just assumed. If it's normal, Yechayev is not normal, not Chayev. I don't care if there's no heat source, I don't care if that doesn't bother me. Chamba is no really, it's just the sun. And the Uchazan handle is a Derek, which is not Derek, but it's over here. You just have to figure out if it's normal, not normal. Leave out.
Where's the Bishul come from the heat source? Where is it coming from? What's he based on? Like you said, maybe.
He's saying we only find Bishuls always come with heat sources.
That's what he was.
I'm saying that. I'm not saying it over here. You know, it's, we'll keep, you know, it's the Shami Yashai. What's that? No. We know regular Bishul with water, with a pot, right? Now, Yishan Mishai, what's the Moshim of Vosho Kamitvaya? Yishan has a Suffolk. What's the Suffolk? Moshim of Vosho Kamitvaya. You know, what's the Shal Kamitvaya? I'm saying it's not, the Shal is that, does that have a Shem Bishul on this? He says, is this like Kamitvaya or not? Is this some of the Kamitvaya or not? So, he wants to say that maybe it's Cholik, that maybe it's going to be worse, because over the Kamitvaya, the water is getting hot, there's water going on. Saying, oh, there's no water.
The
it might be from the same bishul. Maybe it's a little serious bishul. You got to cook without cooking it. You know, if you listen to a chemical reaction, it makes the food cold. I'm saying, they have to do such a thing. Honestly, you wouldn't say it. Lavdafka, that's called bishul. I'm saying, they have those things for the army, right? They have. What are those meals called again? What are the
meals?
There's a chemical reaction. I forgot. Yeah, something like that. So remember, it's not bishul. It's a little bishul. You're not doing bishul. No heat. There's no anything. It's not bishul. So there's a shal, maybe it's Meilid, it's a Meilid, there's a shal, maybe it's Meilid.
Meilid was the only one, from all these dozen, that was most Neitel, half near, at least the way of explaining it, right? So Reb Shemzam wasn't in
the Italian. Yeah,
Meilid, yeah. Reb Meisha, so he says, depends on Derek Bishel. Fine, so Gan already had the potatoes and the water, maybe, otherwise nothing else. Reb Meisha, when he was Neitel, that it would be Derek Bishel.
He was assuming that they cooked it. Right. He was assuming they cooked it.
This was like years ago.
It was 40 years ago, right. So you have to know, yes,
so
I think.
People had microwaves, they would use it to cook everything. Now
these
people have microwaves in
there. They don't cook everything. Yeah, okay.
Well, now, as many as there's a repeater,
what? Yes. The Tzli, no. No, it's like, if we say the first thing, Derek Bishul, Tzli is there, there's no more thing to do, right? That'd be okay, it's called Derek Bishul, not Derek Bishul. If the Vard is, what's it called again? Yeah. Tzli's a regular. What? You read about Shulchan, it's like, so he's a heat source. So there's no heat source, so maybe it's not that much. No, because you had a heat source cooking the food. Over here, like, everything stays cold. The food, the Davagushas, you can have.
Davagushas from Michael is the Kibushin.
Who?
Davagushas from Michael is the Kibushin.
A dovagush from a microwave, so that was in Machlok, we spoke about once upon a time, the South Chazanish with the Yadud and others, whether when you cook something in a microwave, now you take it, right? Somebody cooks schnitzels, throw the soy schnitzels, put them on their plates. Serving plate, the next plate. The shaila is, are we now in the sugya of dovagush? And dovagush said, okay, toiv lahachmir, you have a syrup over here, plus it. It's Davagosh without the Kusakina. We said with Davagosh, do a lot of stuff and say maybe it's. Plus, the bottom is hot, the top is cold, so you're in the Sugi Davagosh, or maybe over here it's worse. Because what's that one of the previous? The reason that it's warmed up by the age, that's specifically recent. So, as I said, that you warm something up and warm something up in the microwave, warm something up on a fire, that's getting warmed up by the fire, so now the schnitzel stuff is a previous. So, according to the Kazanish, you take the schnitzel out of the microwave and put it on the plate for the next plate. It's all going to be awesome. Because
it's like that.
Why is it worse than...
Because that's the thing, cleavage, right? You cook it on the pot, you put it and you take off the fire, you put it on the counter, and you put it next plate. It stays a cleavage until it gets cold. The pot stays a cleavage until it gets cold. It's always a cleavage. So something was warmed up in a microwave with no half-sickly cleavage. No, it's a cleavage.
A grilling,
a shawarma thing, and there's no separation between the fire and the actual food. So Chazanish says that is a Klirishin. Klirishin and Eidim is warmed up by the Eish. There's one of the Eish. So when the Chazanish has to be Klirishin, and therefore it's going to go off, it's going to answer everything. The Makam Makam is going to answer the solution in Klirishin. The Yadu and others said that no, whatever. Food doesn't get to the dinner of Klirishin, only a Klee, everything. Only by Klee, Mashiach by food, it doesn't retain the status of Klirishin. Tell you, back to Michael, one thing Benegay Bike and Kaba Michael is they've been a bit shellacked by Michael. It's many people who have live-ins, all the people have live-ins. So, the Shalach Hamuras of Bishlaka, when you know, these old people have these live-ins, these Filipinos, and they're cooking for them, a lot of serious Shalach. So, this, the name of Bishlaka is a sugya of Eish Me'eish, the Kulu Ramah, that if you have an Eish Me'eish, maybe there is no problem with Bishlaka. If the Goy takes fire from your fire, and you know, it's a fire, so Eish Me'eish. There's nothing to say there's no problem of Bishlakim. It's a side like that. So when you're dealing with ovens, you have a pile of light. So the other place you would say, it's Eish Me'eish. Right? You have a pile of light in CSS that's always on the fire. When you ignite it, so when you turn on the oven, so it just takes the fire from there and moves it over. So, but Makim Tzarek, Eish Me'eish is mutter, so therefore if you have a living and you have a pile of light, you know, well, so far, The question is, what about microwaves? Warming up in the microwave, the question is, if they warm up things in the microwave, like cook a big potato or cook water or things like that, is there, there's no bishul akum anyhow. But the question is, if they warm up a potato, would it be a problem of bishul akum?
Make a potato,
first time, right? Rewarm is not a problem of bishul akum. Warming potatoes, is there going to be a problem in that? So, nechagol placing whether there is a problem of bishul akum, not bishul akum. Pasal halacha, I think, is that by bishul akum, what? If the Filipino makes a baked potato in the microwave.
No, Shad, what's going to say? Why would Bishlakim be doimer and shayim at the...
So it gets in the same type of shaylos. We're getting to the same type of shaylos. If it's the rice on Shabbos,
what's
then...
What's that?
Yeah,
what if
it's Bishlakim? You need to be satisfied the same requirements they need for...
No, so if you can say it's the rice on Shabbos, like a Moishos and a Pashas, it's going to be Bishlakim, Lamaloi. If we're going to say that it's not normal bishul, maybe it's darbonin, maybe it's not, I'm saying, so then when it comes to bishlagim, lavdavka, they ask him to do darbonin, not clear. If you also tell you one of these cases, by the lifshita, so on bishlagim darbonin, maybe you can make it. Pass any bishlagim, and you're slightly dying out that bishlagim is tonight that in order to be bishlagim, what two times you need? There are two things about bishlagim. One is that it has to be that it's not nachachai, it can't get raw, and there's a word in the bishlagim, which means the word is no bishlagim. Second thing is that's oil shum melachim. That's something which goes on the king's table. What? What's ksir oil shum melachim? That's it. What's ksir oil shum melachim? That's a big discussion. How do you mark the shum melachim? Does shum melachim mean that it means the mamash a big mamash a king, and that's what it means? Or shum melachim just means like a chashav a suda? Right, the star K looks the way the Magda or Elisha of Malachim, they look at what the White House serves at a state dinner. So that's how the star K does. The U looks at it as a chasana, but they serve in the New York chasanas. The Magda, again, the Elisha of Malachim is always debatable. Breakfast is always the big fight. Are breakfast cereals considered bishalachim or not? Do you say that that's Elisha of Malachim? What? For breakfast, when you say that's not really, you know, if Berkowitz said it was to make a breakfast cereals, then Isha Torah once sent a delegation to the King Hussein in Jordan, and they had like cornflakes by the breakfast table.
Yeah,
what? No, served a little, whatever. They said it was classier. So the Zakak Dosh of Hamachim is always up to debate. Hamachim would get us that I don't think anyone, any place they would serve potatoes. It's a microwave is under sub-bishul. It's not that it's official. It's a person ever which Shulchan Malachim, whichever serves, therefore it won't be
considered. That's made in a way that they serve Shulchan
Malachim? What
do
you say? No, it's not bishul. No, it's not bishul. It's a person that, which is not Shulchan Malachim. If the type of bishul which the Malachim don't use also is mutter. It's also mutter. Is that type of bishul?
So if you cook out the macaroni, it's falling apart. That's, you say it's not a bishul malachim because now it's the overcooked
bishul. That's a regular bishul. This is a zasar bishul, which the food. It's a, you cooked in a way, mashani, you minished in a way, then therefore whatever. Therefore, yesh, makkah, and
vahaka. Is there a bishul? Is there a bishul? There's a bishul ish.
What?
Lashon bishul ish.
Right.
And not
Russian
and
Muslim.
That means
because
they're official.
Not that I'm saying, but the shadow is whether, you know, if you can say like a Moshe that's official and
the
Ma'aseh.
It doesn't even help. The Ma'aseh is not official. Even if it's their official, but it's not official leish.
This looks like a second. Which lesson are you planning about our lesson besides?
It's the lesson of the
Where is that last one part?
It's a little bit from us.
If you do Bishul of them, Bechalav Yipatvein Leikin Lov. So snapping Zan is less than the Rambam. The Shaila is that Mishum Basel Chavim Leikin Lov, but Mishum Dam Leikin Lov. The Nechiku is a Minigay of Melicha. Whether if you cook Dam, is it the Isin now or is it the Rabban? My Ransom once had a shadow that by mistake the chickens for some reason and it didn't hatch it, there's a malicha on it. They sold it, everyone cooked, put it on their place, Klyushans, Klyushanis. And the question is now whether there's any oifen of cashing the Klycheris, the selfish Klycheris. So the shadow was that if we can say Dam Sabash is going to be Dari Rice, so then basically Klycheris, you're stuck. If we can say Dam Sabash is going to be Dari Banan, so then. The shifts by letter that you have something which is there one you go like my palm with Harris. So my brand stuff I think it was click out and Gimel, I think it was just true padva. So Shiloh there was, do we say Zeraisa or we say Zarbana? If we can say Zeraisa, then you have to throw out all the three characters. And Hashem says Zarbana, maybe you can summon a Nagala of Gimel Pam. So the Shach of Ribbon is down. The lesson around the Shiva's Ram is that Basakov Yonga Malkas, but Mitzad, Basakov is no Malkas, but Mitzad. Damn, there's going to be a Sidereisa. That's the sheet that's around the Chokos. All the Muxam safe, also the Chesh said, Damn Shabbos is going to be a Sidereisa. Shach says, I'm coming down Shabbos for the Shamoch and the Darabon, like it says, Samantam Tess, Lamatess. Shach, Taz, and I said, Rave Rubei Shal Achreinim say that Damn Shabbos is only going to be Darabon, and so therefore Sunday we have a Malicha Shailah. It's cooked, it's only going to be Darabon, and it's not going to be considered a cigarette. So if in that case, whether it be Samech on the Baal Itter or Gala three times or not, so he wrote to Rav Padva that he's confused whether it be Samech on the Baal Itter. He's not sure because he wants to be starved maybe wait 2 months, he's Samech on the Baal Itter. So he's a little bit nervous to do that because these Oshid Yichidahs, and and the truth is, so Rav Padva basically wrote him back that there's a Machmir Vimekel. Rav Padva basically ended up writing back there's a Machmir Vimekel, but in terms of Baal Itter, he says that we're not noigin the Hakka like the Baal Itter, he says, saying that the Baal Itter is a Shita Yechida, and that we're not Samacha, the Baal Itter. They had other Cheshmanis of there, why won't we make a Bakabana? And again, us, the Gerona passing the Dam Shabissel, and Macha is only going to be the Darabana, and it's not going to be a Sidereis. I have an example called Zachar, by called Zachar Allah is also that Ain Likin Al-Filasa, it isn't the Isser. The Ramah says, Chal Zachar will be Chal Kal. The Ramah says, Chal Zachar is not called Chal Kal at all. The Shaila is the Machlekes Kim Al-Kavar in the Ramah. The Shach, second design, says, Masha Kim Al-Kavar, Mikri Chal, that's why you have to Sidar Bonin in Isser, or Amaychal. It's not even Sidar Bonin, it doesn't ask the Machal. It's at the Kashav, the way Gar Mikhal Visha, the Shach says, not Gar Mikhal Visha. The Ramah gave me a chal zachas in Darbanan, Tashkin and Bibi Rambam. So the Shach basically wants to make a kid. There are two cases. Depends on what we're talking about. Are we talking about chal shal behema or are we talking about chal shal behema or are we talking about chal of a avad? If we're talking about chal shal behema, so then this is going to be a Sidar Rabbanan. Hashem, if we're talking about chal of Adam, it's like a chal of Isha, and therefore it's going to be Mortis. So the Shach wants to say that's not real machlaikis. the Mechaber, which says it's going to be Isser, is talking about Behema. Over there is going to be Isser. And Hashem came there, Ramah, which says that's not Isser at all, it's talking about Chalav Avad. That's how the Magnificent says. The Yudah says, Chafei says Machlaikas. The Yudah learns that it is Machlaikas, Chab Ramah, whether there's going to be Isser Darbanan or not. The Ramah brings down a whole bunch of Chumras over here. Yesh Oimrim. Also, lactus, eish tachas deyashal. Lechom, bishnim, bishnim, tam, 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 yes, someone had a shayla. Let's say you're working chavik hashmal, and there's right Gaza. They say nowadays, you know, the electricity doesn't work. Right? They knocked out a bunch of the power plants. So you know, one day they probably will fix it. So let's say you're working chavik hashmal, you're from Yid, and you're fixing the power in Gaza. Do you have to worry about? They have somewhat some amount of power. You have to worry about it. Maybe somebody was in the middle of cooking. And when you're putting the fire, when you're putting the electricity back on, so now you're cooking basa v'chalav.
Whenever the fuse goes down in the building.
Yeah, it's going in the building, you flip it to fuse. You have to be chayshish that you're causing, you're doing basa v'chalav. This is a thing to our case, okay, the Rama says. You're not even cut the eish lachas gesh of the chalav, you're saying, you're going to be basa v'chalav, and if you're doing it, you're coming to be basa v'chalav. So this is a thing to this case and that.
You don't even know if there's something on fire.
What?
You don't even know if there's something on fire. I guess you have to know, but yeah, there's something. If I can't something, if you're doing it,
I'm saying, well, the after another case with the Rama, oh, they're awesome. Okay. What? It brings down a lot of you have to know the king was being mitmeya. Yeah. You know why is Simi's bus being mitmeya? I mean, the last. So the Ramah brings up that it's going to be Asa. The Ramah then says that at the end of the Sif, the Gerim Lepsch goes out, the Chirin is at a Chumas Lama and the Yisr. It's only a Chum Rama and the Mekal Yisr. So she asks, why is it a Chum Rama and why is it a Mekal Yisr? So come many time in the Mechrein, and why over here is only a Chum. What are you doing? You Mechata the fire, and we're afraid that maybe the cooking bus will call. So first the Shach says that not only is it usher to do it when the cooking busser, shach is within shard varm, if the cooking, let's say the cooking macaroni, you have to be called shard varm, zil busser time, but maybe it was a cooked busser b'chalav yesterday, and now when you're doing the chita, you're causing it to cook more, and it is b'lius a busser b'chalav in the pot. So the shach says, even shard varm, you have to be machama. You know, there's nothing, even though you don't know he's cooking meat in there, even though he's just cooking macaroni, Shard Ram is Machma because there's Blias of Basa B'chalav over there. And Zak the Sakhfi said that when you have, brings on the Mordechai, that the Asa Levashal Basar is a basis of the Shalachav, and Shem Yachat Yisrael, and Zak Shukas, and Vayt Sakham, stake there. You have two pots for your Shukas, one Shal Basar and one Shal Chalav, because we're afraid that a person will come to be mechata. Safra is nice, it's on the Chumbamim, and then Zamra is nice. So that's why all these things are just Chumbamim. So the Chayim give four or five reasons. One reason over here is because it could be, it's a Shailah B'Shach Abishal. If you're saying that the pot is B'Shach Abishal, then you'll be cooking it. So it's a Shailah B'Shach Abishal. Yeah, the Rambam over here says, from this Halacha, he says, because what's the problem over here? What's the Chal, the whole Isser over here, that they were Chayshish for it? So it's like the Rambam, the Chayim over here, that is B'Shach Abishal. It wouldn't be B'Shach Abishal, but what Chal, would be the chashash over here that you can't be mechatet. So Chashul Madaka says the reason why it's only called Balmi is inside ain't just like a
bishul. Because it's a
shadow. What do you say?
Why is it not?
No. So the what do you say? What do you say? It is B'Shach HaBishrach. You know, some Achrim say, by the fact that there's a Vikuach over here, Achrim Vais Achrim said there would be B'Shach HaBishrach, just the Shail is going to be, right, there's going to be B'Shach HaBishrach. The reason why we're going to make it, like other reasons, like the Chassam Sefer brings down over here that one stuff you have is that maybe they got good going, never did it. You don't know if it's Kukbasa B'Challah about it. The whole thing is a suffix, maybe Kukbasa B'Challah. Intim Salayma, that he did Kukbasa B'Challah, maybe it's Bato B'Shisha now. Why? Why Bato B'Shisha? Because you don't know, every time when you cook a pot, maybe all the beers come out. And maybe it's not, it doesn't really exist. We're Machma, we don't know how much goes in, how much comes out. If we're Machma, can I get the whole pot? We're Machma on that. But Bikaron, it doesn't have to be. Bikaron, it could be a suffix. You could hear that as a suffix that maybe right now there is shishim can negate the amount of basakhov which is left in the past. He says, number one, maybe you never cook basakhov. Number two, maybe there's shishim. Number three, maybe it's any binyonim. Stam kli shagay is any binyonim. So if the blias are blias any binyonim, so if the blias are blias any binyonim, so then also vital, you're not doing real estate. What do you say? Yeah, okay, but right there, we're talking about a suffix on the Darabonim, saying you don't know anything there, it's only a suffix. Maybe the Shisha, maybe it's in the Yomi, maybe they're going up to Basel Chalav. Maybe there's a side of here, the whole thing is B'Shach HaBishul, and maybe it's not B'Shach HaBishul. That's the fourth side. So kids, like, how many stuff to say, why over here it's not B'Shach HaBishul? Kivega over here has a question. Kivega has that, he doesn't understand. Even if you're doing it, you're not mechavim the bishul. Kivikas is over here. Even if you do it, you're not mechavim the bishul. Why bechal? Which we also, you have no das the bishul. So over here, he doesn't understand why lechur is.
Why?
It's
kivikas.
It's we also. It's like a kivikas. Yeah.
What?
Why are
you doing it?
Why are you mechavim?
Yeah. Naturally,
why are you mechavim? What do you say?
That's the reason. It's not doing bas lechur. It's not doing bas lechur. It's not terrible part. It's not terrible.
No, you know, you're being mechate, right? The goy has, let's say it's macaroni, right? So I'm being mechate. I definitely don't want to cook the basa b'challah, but I want to just get the fire out in order to cook the macaroni. Or, even if there's basa over there, I don't know that there's challah in there. I'm not mechavin to cook the basa b'challah, I'm just mechavin to cook the basa and have it be this challah in there.
You're not
kavanah to do that. Yeah, you're kavanah not kavanah. What?
Kavanah
is a bishul. Which always, it's always the hardest for us in the sugya of segregations when you say that the chavtsa nichol in your ma'isa. When I'm mechavan, I turn the light. I'm not mechavan. I turn the light because I want whatever. You know, so you always have to always. It's always very dakas because as far as when we say something is in miskam segregation, or you say this is the chavtsa the ma'isa that you're doing. So that's always very hard, as far as I'm saying. But so this is about the whole thing. I'm just mechavan in the mechatzah, and it's not a psik reisha. Why? Because maybe the guy didn't cook. I don't know the guy cooked basa b'challah. It's not a psik reisha. So it's like a kiveger. It's a sub psik reisha shalav. Sub psik reisha shalav is something maybe in a chashat. It's like the gay refrigerator and the gay opening. The basic klal in Shabbos is like this. I do dover shem is kamen is butter. If I do something which I'm not mechavan to do the melacha. It's totally mutan Shabbos. It says, it's really darbon. Let's say you're trying to open up a package. And why open up the package? By mistake, you rip letters. What you're doing is a dasana. So, darbon is a scandal. what I'm doing is not a ratio of what I'm doing. I was not mechavim to do malacha. So that was mechavim. It's mutter, and there is no issa to do it. The call is it's a psik ratio. If what I'm doing is even not mechavim, but psik ratio, that always is going to happen. Psik ratio means that it always, or even kamat psik ratio, kamat every single time I do this, this thing is going to happen. That's called psik ratio, and therefore it's going to be awesome. I open up a fridge door, and the light goes on. So clearly, the light going on, I'm in mechavim, not mechavim. I say in mechavim. Why is it going to be awesome? Because that's called a... That's called segregation. I'm mapping, you know, I'm mapping voices in the light. I'm going to open the fridge. When I open the fridge, another thing's happening, the light goes on. So the luck is, the not segregation. The is going to be awesome. So the color places, map segregation is also going to be awesome. Close up segregation. That's also going to be awesome. I get a meal atom. Segregation is much of a meal atom meal. Therefore, as I say, if your fridge, or your fridge light's going to go on, so it's going to go to open up the fridge door. So the place will say, what to do it? If you like them so crazy, you don't do much. So if you tell the guy to open up the fridge door, and I go, that light's going to go on, so that's going to be okay.
And that's not
even enough to be around. Not even around. You know, like I'm so crazy, much possession, not tell him to do this, so you tell him to open the door, and I go, that goes on. If you tell the guy to open up the door, and the light will go on. So anyhow, so it's going to go up the situation. Now this is... Now, segregation in most cases are situations where we have a curve here that over here is not segregation. Why is not segregation? Because I'm in machatid. Maybe there is basa, maybe there is no basa. It's cooking milk. I don't know if there's basa in the pot or not. So it's not segregation. Why is it segregation? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Segregation means that it's going to happen. When the door, the light goes on. Over here, I'm in machatid. I don't know if it's going to, I don't know if there's basa or cholov in there. So why is it segregation? It's a good chance. If you do 100 pots, right? Maybe 50 of them add. Yeah, I'm only at. Why is that called segregation? Segregation only means I open it up, it's a chafs and go on. Over here, it's not the chafs and go on. Which has why the chal over here is considered a. Why over here is the chal is considered a segregation. So Kivega says that the chur is telling in the silo of segregation lashon. Segregation lashon means that we have a mitzvah over here, I just don't know what's going on. Over here, I have a chasar idea. If there is chal in the pot and I'm cooking meat, so is it segregation? About 100% chance, 100%. I just don't know what the Messias is. So, Kaveka said, that's called Segregation Shah.
You know, the Yeshua Lara.
Yeah, yeah. But on one side is Behechuk Nichol and my Maisa. On one side is Behechuk Nichol and my Maisa. The Quran tells us that what's that the Dorshin of Miskavin? The issue is like, okay, great, what's that the Dorshin of Miskavin? It's not Miskavin, but because it's something, it has to be something which is Behechuk my Maisa. The only time it's also is if it's my Maisa. So if I'm mechavin, that's chelik my maisa. I'm mechavin to do this action that goes into my maisa. If I'm doing an action, I'm opening up the fridge door, and something else happens, so that's not nichlal on my maisa. If it's a segregation, that's mechavsa my maisa. I can't say it's not nichlal my maisa. If it's a segregation, I do this means that. That's mechavsa nichlal my maisa. That's one sound afrein. The other sound afrein is more that you have to that it's important. So no, you have to have das. The reason why don't mention sometimes mutter is because you have to have kavana for the mlacha, and if you don't have kavana for the mlacha, it's mutter. If it's segregation, that's kilu mechavim. I can't say I'm opening the fridge door. I'm not mechavim at the light. Should go on because that's that. It's kilu. It's kilu. It's kilu mechavim.
This happens by chavakur.
What?
This happens by chavakur. You more than just a bar mitzvah.
No. If I'm not mechavim, it's a mesechis. Like I'm not
mechavim.
If a person doesn't have what? Could be a slice. Yeah, could be a slice. You know, I'm not mechavim to the thing. So therefore. Therefore, no. Now, so subsegregation means we have a mitzvah which we don't know. It could be a subsegregation, which is not sure. Open up a fridge door. What should I open a fridge door on Shabbos? Shabbos, open the fridge door. Maybe the gush of the wind's going to go in and it's going to light the, make the fridge door go on, make the motor go on. So, what is that? What type of segregation is that?
Same thing.
It's a subsegregation. Why? Because maybe. No, maybe when the fridge is why does the fridge go on? Because it's at a certain temperature. It's at a certain temperature, and by cooling it down, it makes it go on. So maybe right now it's at this point. It could be right.
Maybe different gust of wind will come by.
What? Maybe it's at the point right now where all it needs is a little more wind to come in, therefore it's going to turn on. So wait, if we say it's a side of subsegregation.
Normally,
by
the shower always is my mindset. Well, depending on the type of mindset I do, will have a fact of based off the malach happens or not. Over here, the opening of the door is always the same.
Right.
I'm saying the mamash is always the same. So over here, that should be sufficient.
Coming at the sub-secretion.
He said like
a... What?
Yeah, the word is that normally by what's the chalak word to be in secretion.
The in miskabim means it might not happen. Secretion means it's going to happen.
But more than
over here...
The in miskabim is always... The reason why it might happen or might not happen is because depending on what I do, am I going to hold it, am I going to drag the chair very hard or drag the chair a little bit or a little bit?
Not really. By in miskabim, it could be I'm doing an action and... Maybe it will happen, maybe it won't happen. I'm saying not so much based on what I'm doing, because if... That's always very hard, the tricky part of separation. Because I'm just really honest with this. In other words, I'm dragging the bench. Now, how hard am I dragging the bench? Why did it make a hole at the end? No, what happened? Made a hole at the end. It's mostly the name of Scott. So then why is that... Why is it then it's separation?
I'm not an engineer.
Then it's separation.
If I'm an engineer, then maybe I do have to.
So my chemistry is just bothered. Separation is that maybe you always have to be worried about maybe... Every a lot of miskams have to worry about it. Maybe your mice is a secretion. What? Sassel. So I would say that chat is that. I don't know why, based on I'm dragging a thing across. So chat is that.
Because we don't know what's going to happen.
Right, but definitely not. Right. Okay. But everyone would agree that if you do it very hard, that'll make a hole everywhere. If they do it very soft, make a hole nowhere. If I do it in between, it might be dependent on, it's not clear what I'm doing. So. A lot of things I have to be worried about. Maybe I'm doing it through, which it is a situation. You have to be very, even without it, in certain situations, you're always going to be very nervous that the mice which you're doing, maybe take the way you're dragging this bench. But it's very, yeah. So the fridge like sub-secretion. We don't know what's going on, and then Sada's coming in. Maybe it's at that point, therefore it's considered a sub-secretion.
Is that in the scaffold fridge, or you really want it to go on?
You're not mechavim for it to go on now. You want to know maybe it's nichla. You're not mechavim to go on. It's a secretion nichla. You're not mechavim for it to go on.
You've got to be left open
light
bulb.
Do you
say anything else of it?
Sub-secretion. It's like what a Kaveh says of it. The point is sub-secretion. Why sub-secretion? Because maybe there's buster in there and you're cooking in schala. So for sub-secretion. It's like a Kaveh, since you're a muscle, then sub-secretion is going to be awesome. It's like a Kaveh. And sometimes Zion and the Taz brings down a kiss of sefer. Truma's over there back and forth. Which seems to be have a sad to say, sub-secretion is more noita, more noita l'hot. So it seems to be that, seems to be machlekes whether sub-secretion be asa or it's not going to be asa. Kivega says he's trying to make it a little more kal because it's negir. We talk on Kamadi Yabsher of these are v'zess. Kavana Kivega is saying to the Shabbos of Zosu Chalov, that Elchar and Ramon and Elchar and Spasal Chalov is saying sub-secretion be asa, and the Shabbos seems to be saying sub-secretion is going to be mata. The Be'er Halacha, this is a sub subsecretion. Like I'm going to get off in a second. Or Shmuel and Ksubas Simon Zion, he has a whole stick over there. He has an Aritus over there, very mysterious. He basically wants to say that B'chal came from Shabbos, Shabbos to Basa. B'chal of Sad to make a subsecretion by Shabbos, he wants to say more of a Svara Amalachas Machshavas, like a Svara. That is more of a Svara Amalachas Machshavas. So basically, the two Svaras of he makes all sorts of stuff. The two svaras I said before, what's pshat and dabshin iskavim? Is it and with psikreis? Is dabshin iskavim pshat is a inam chavim? The psikreis is kilim chavim? Or pshat is dabshin iskavim is not muchrach in your ma'isa? Hashem came. If it's psikreis, it's muchrach in your ma'isa. You want to say so? Kol tara kula. The pshat is all you need is something, whether it's nichal in your ma'isa or not nichal in your ma'isa. That's what we're looking for. So once it's nichal in your ma'isa, already going to be chavim. On Shabbos, it's not the din. Last Shabbos. So not only is there a din that has to be nichlan yemaisa, there also has to be a din kilu mechaber. That's what it's spelled back. And that's why kolter kula the gather term is scavenged is that's not nichlan yemaisa. Once nichlan yemaisa, then you're going to mechayev. Mashenkein by kolter kula by Shabbos is din nichlan Shabbos has to be kilu mechaber. Says subsecretion. If we're saying the safari is that's not nichlan yemaisa, not nichlan yemaisa when it's not subsecretion, the subsecretion will be.
Okay.
What? But on the side that it does exist, then it is nechlan yemaisa.
Right.
So therefore, it's going to be chayav kol tara kula. Because the whole svara is that when I do something, if it's not nechlan yemaisa, so it's not mesachas to me. Over here, it might be 1,000% nechlan yemaisa. I don't have the information to know what's going on. I don't know if there's meat over there. I'm doing this maisa over here, so this maisa could be is bechafsa nechal in the maisa that this is bishul asochal. I just don't have information. So if you don't call tara kula, so all you have to do is nechlan yemaisa, zaktav shmol. It is nechlan yemaisa. And therefore, it would be considered by Bishop Basakal. I'm saying, Dylan Shabbos, Zunder Dinam Lafashav Zatari, that they have das for it. So, being that I don't know whether it's there or not there, Zakar Shmuel, when it comes to Kol Torah Kula, that when it comes to Kol Torah Kula, sorry, when it comes to Shabbos, it didn't Malach Tumas Shabbos, so you can't say it's Kilo Mechavim, because I don't know if it's there. I'm suffering if it's there or not there. So you can tell me it's Kilo Mechavim. I don't know if Mechavim was there or not. So when it comes to Shabbos, the Malach Tumas Shabbos would make it that you're going to be popular. So what it says, not a series, that the Shabbos, that was Basel Chal, and not Basel Chal, and when it comes to the Shabbos, it might as well be Mechavim. The Pesach of Berlach is basically Mishnah Berurah's Mekel on the Rabbanans, Sabbath Shabbat and the Rabbanans in Yemekel, and the Reises in Mishnah Berurah is more like Lachmer. In the Berlach, he brings down a Ramban, which seems to say that maybe Mishnah Berurah's Mekel. It could be Mekel. More standard, you know, the more standard Pesach is that we're not Mekel on Sabbath Shabbat and on the Rabbanans. The Mekel on the Reises, that calls Reises to my Lachmer.
So,
here's
Rabbanan,
Pesach
and Leviathan, some say it's okay. These types of situations,
Pat. Yeah, I mean, it's only Chumra Baal, yeah. Oh, because in our minds...
The fridge is there,
right? The fridge is like this. The fridge is shallow, like choosy.
Lightly,
the fridge is shallow, choosy. Choosy, machikas, chaznish, and others, what is the ice? The Rabbanan, we tell you that.
So you have something if you shut off the light, you'd not be able to
open the fridge or shallow? No, can't. Yeah. Oh, you can't say, I'm going to clean basa, and I'm going to clean chalav. Mimar mayim, which you cook with basa with kli chalav from the pandema, the sun by now. That's going to be also by now, therefore you can't be in the hour of hate. So, Kvega already asked, what's the case over here? You mayim mayim, which you clean kli basa with the warrior kli chalav. Now you want to put it together, and it's going to be also by now. So, Shach says, somebody you mayim and you cook in mayim raisin. Because if it's not mayim raisin, it says it's not also, it's not. Awesome. No, it's not that special. That's what Shach says. So Kivegel asks that if, why are we saying this? No, it'll be a special. If we're saying that it's stuff you could mochis like a flesh, it's boiling hot, and you're mixing it together, so you're a bishop, why is not also else? It's not a bishop, it's also else a bishop. So Kivegel says, maybe something about the Mayim is, will be Shishim Kinege, one of them is Shishim Kinege, one, and there is the Chala of the Shishim Kinege, the Basar. So, the only reason why we usher is because we put this like a chila, and we say, in the din of any batter is a chila, so I'm like, no, it's not going to be an issue. By dying sarkin. So maybe the din is a bit of this, and bit of this is only by a chila, no, and there's no issue by batter is a chila when it comes to this issue. We saw the Sukkah Bittal Issa, we saw the Vajshul Badam from Dibra Kiyah, the Makiyah was Machim, he says that there would be a Bittal Issa even on the exhibition. The idea doesn't matter. The idea learns that the case of easy doing it, it's cold. The case of easy is not about where you're cooking it when it's hot, the argues in the shop, the case of mixing when it's cold. And he says, a bit chiddish, the Kvegum is a mitzvah of us at the beginning of the sermon, that there's an Indian not to make an ear of time of us at the chalot. Even though it's not hot, and you're not doing that official, there's an Indian not to make an ear of time. And you shouldn't make an ear of time.
Nest question. What?
What are you saying?
The quote from Israel, the
Nestor
then
starts
with
Israel,
and that's why I'm going to make it.
But Kavisha is the Basavachal. Yeah, Kavisha is the Basavachal, so it's a shadow of all. It was only Darbanas, not Darbashal. You know, you can't make a surah of ear of time when it comes to Basavachal. In other words, you're talking about cold,
right.
And you kept it in that, but since there is ear of time, is it any not to make ear of time? Is
any we're handling whether once it's done already.
Don't mix this basal chalav, you're mixing it together now. So there's Indian not to make your time. You know, as the Shach says, yes, yeah, Indian not to make your time. There's Indian not to make your time. The mother got another case that you have the kli, which you make the mayim, because you're so rich, don't you should be satisfied? Why? Because you make off a gavakira. And a lot of times there's spritzes of you misar basal chalav, so you can't misar meditation, so you know, the base of chayav. You shouldn't also use the pass of the Beis HaKhayr, because a lot of times there's spritzes, pants and bus and chalof, which you cooked, therefore sometimes there's spritzes, therefore you can't use it. If you have any lavash of that, why should the patient use that? The reason I do chesh is because, a Mexicanist, and it's not clear that it happens, it's only, you know, it's only a chashash. So the patient says, it's about a Mexicanist, that's the reason why a person doesn't have to do chesh first. It's not even a gay having, soaps and shampoos and shampoos, so called some reason coming off. But they had some type of soap which had animal fats and little milk in it. That was the ingredients. So that was that the problem of basa b'chalav and minana from basa b'chalav.
If you cook first,
what do you say?
If you cook first,
So you have to know whether it's litzav shishim, you have to know how much they agree. So chances are that I would imagine that you know, it's pugging by the time they make it, you know, make their soap and cook it up. If they cook it up, I don't know, you cook soap, I'm saying what's you cook soap, I'm saying. I imagine by the time they mix it together and make it, you know, it's totally pugum. So therefore these things, also the shampoos and dishes like that, it's gonna be totally pugum. So therefore it's not going to be a so I guess Sunday morning we'll have shi on the rest of the sin. I heard that maybe Ron Leib said it's officially be Marcus Mann, or he said what till.